chick says if she cheats on her man, she's not going to let him know because she loves and respects him. Listen to this.
When I cheat on you, you're not going to find out.
Nice.
Because I respect you and I care for you and I love you and I care about your feelings. Aww. I'm never going to let you find out that I'm cheating on you as a woman. That's why I'm a real woman. I could tell before you, before I saw you, and I'm not going to let you find out because I respect you. And I don't respect y'all women. That's why y'all getting caught so much. Y'all careless. When I cheat, I'm like very precise with because I respect my.
That's right. She respects her man.
Yeah.
And so she is not going to get caught because she loves her man. She doesn't want him to feel bad. She said if she goes out and she gets nailed by 10 guys and then she goes home to her man, he's not going to know. Because she respects him.
That's sweet.
And she loves him.
Yeah.
She's not trying to hurt his feelings or crush
make him
his
feel
ego.
Bad like a cuck.
Anybody else do this? Is this respectable, Derek?
I like it. You know what I mean? I really do. I like this kind of woman.
It looks like a debate is about to break out.
What do you think?
I'm kind of with Derek. I like this too because, I mean, the guy can't get hurt if he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. But it's just really hard to live up to that. Because eventually it seems like everybody finds out.
I don't know.
When I cheat on you, you're not going to find out.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why you're not going to find out?
Because I respect you.
Okay.
And I care for you. And I,
I won't find out because you were. That's sweet.
Sarah, you agree with this lady?
I do.
Okay.
Badass.
All right.
I think what your man doesn't know doesn't hurt him. I've done things. And I keep it very, very secret. I don't tell my best friend.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great call by you.
Yes, look at you. Going in the cheating playbook, never tell anyone. Don't even tell the best friend.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm a good wife. I think protecting your husband from information that could bruise his ego or hurt his feelings is
what
a wife
is supposed to do. Keep him amped up. Thinking like, he's the top dog. Right?
Right.
And he doesn't lose that kind of momentum, the swagger.
Yeah, there are things I've done during our marriage and in my past that my husband will never find out. Like, he doesn't need to know. He has a very high opinion of me, and I really want to protect that.
Yeah, you're protecting yourself. That's right. So you cheat, and you love your husband, and so you're not going to... Look at you. Look
at
you.
That's pretty badass.
You don't tell your best friend. You don't tell family. Where do you do it? Do you do it at home?
Listen, married women do what they do. Bad married women let their husband find out. Most women cheat, but only the bad, sloppy wives let their husbands find out.
Okay. So you obviously don't tell a best friend. Do you have any other rules that you have, you know, to be able to cheat and get away with it?
You need to be smart. You need to not tell anyone what you're up to. Like I said, you have to keep all of that stuff out of your phone. My husband can check my phone anytime, and he will never find anything that he could get mad at. I'm smart about where I put my info.
Okay.
So you can just leave your phone out.
She's got lots of tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mess with guys at my work. I don't mess with guys my husband has met. The wives who break these rules deserve to get caught. My husband is a great
guy. Sloppy.
He's the sweetest man.
Yeah.
It's just very
real
hard.
Real good guy. And you love him so much.
Person.
Yeah. It's just hard
I really
being.
Do.
Yeah. You love him. It's just hard just to settle down, just to nuzzle down with one D.
I don't think that women are monogamous creatures. I really don't. And
that's unfortunate.
I just won't put myself in a spot to get caught.
Right.
I think it's the best thing a wife can do for her man.
So you don't bring it home? You're not inviting a guy to your house? You're not?
No, absolutely not. Never, never, never.
Okay. Look, these are the rules to live by.
I mean, they're solid rules.
Yeah.
I know people won't be happy by this, but I do at least commend her for keeping it to herself and not like getting a whole bunch of people involved and her husband not finding out.
Because
literally, you cannot get hurt if you do not know about it.
You should have wrote down these rules a couple seconds ago if you didn't.
Let me go to... Hang on, Sarah. Let's see what Paige's husband has to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, they sound like some dirty assholes.
All right. I mean, Sarah, you don't consider yourself... That's not hoeing around, right? Because you're doing it out of respect for your man?
Absolutely.
No, I mean,
if he knew.
I think... No.
You got to turn your radio down,
sir. He said
sir.
No. He's just saying no.
I mean, so you don't consider that hoeing around, I guess, if you will.
No, I'm always careful, always use protection, always. That's not dirty.
Gotcha. All right, Josh?
Yeah, how do you respectfully cheat on someone? I'm just wondering for the women.
I know. I mean, that's what I was thinking. I don't know. This
cheat
is
on her man. I mean, if I found out that my wife was cheating, respectfully or not, she was trying to hide it, that would make even more reason for me to want to leave her. Like, you can't respectfully cheat on someone. Like, in my opinion, anyway. I mean, I don't know. If I was to cheat on my wife, I would feel bad, whether I was hiding it or not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a good person.
Yeah, that's the problem, sir, is that you're a good person. And sometimes good people get stuck with bad people, right?
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And I would imagine if you're a bad person, you want to be with a good person, right? You're not, because you know the games. You know the tricks. You're not going to, a bad person isn't going to get with a bad person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're not like, hey, yeah, let me go get with that person that's going to treat me like crap.
When I cheat on you, you're not going to find out because I respect you and I care for you and I love you.
She
and
loves
I care
her
about
man.
Your feelings. I'm never going to let you find out that I'm cheating on you as a woman. That's why I'm a real woman.
She's a real woman. She'll never let you find out. Sarah, your husband's never going to find out, huh?
He won't find out. And that's the thing. The caller that just called in saying what he said, if he found out his wife was cheating, he would be hurt. Yes, he would be hurt, and he would leave her, and he should, because she let him find out. That's the whole premise behind this whole thing.
Right, that's
I'll
why
never
you
let him know.
You don't tell your best friend to keep it out of the house.
Yeah.
Right? Your phone is free and clear from any incriminating evidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And I keep him happy in the bedroom. Keep his ego intact.
That's right, because
so that he doesn't have any need to question.
Yeah, no question, because she has got it down, Derek.
Yes, she does.
Listen to that.
She has got a plan. She sticks to it.
What's up, Logan?
Hey, just to make a comment on what that lady just said, he can't get hurt if he doesn't find out. That's absolutely not true. What about syphilis and AIDS? Yeah.
That's a great syphilis, AIDS, gonorrhea, super gonorrhea, crabs.
That's a real thing.
Are they?
Yeah. Crotch crickets.
I mean, we always hear about them, but nobody ever gets them.
No, people get them.
I don't know.
Conspiracy. Mark. What's up, Mark?
I just had two things to say about this. One real quick is I just want to thank these ladies for these rules, so I can apply them to my next relationship. So appreciate that.
That's right. Then, hey, Mark, you can meet a nice lady. You can respectfully cheat on her and still love her. And as long as you don't tell your best friend, I mean, that's love. That is love.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's go to George. What's up, George? I'm curious as to what you have to say.
Curious, George.
Honestly, these girls saying that I really love my husband and this and that and respectfully cheating.
Good women.
Complete lie. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you
they don't want their husband's ego to get bruised. They don't want their husband's opinion to
they
them.
They know
to be
how
changed.
Important that is, like, to keep for a man.
I mean, if the shoe was on the other foot, how would you feel? You know.
Yeah, how would you feel? That's a great question. Now, if your husband was doing this, Sarah, how would you feel?
I would feel awful because he let me find out.
That's funny. That is funny. I would feel bad, yeah, because he's an idiot for letting me find out.
Yeah.
What's up, Johnny?
What's up, man? So, honestly, man, I think that the whole cheating stuff is just stupid, bro. I mean, and you can't say that it comes with an age or whatever, the younger crowd's doing it more or whatever. Because, I mean, I'm 28 years old. I've been married 4 years. And, yeah, it's a newly marriage to most people, bro. But I take care of my woman. I make sure she gets everything she wants. Call her spoiled. She doesn't ask for it. I don't care. I would never cheat, man. Never. I love her too damn much to do so.
What a good man. What a good man. Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. What's so funny, Derek?
Just what a just how much you were telling him what a good man he was.
What's up, Ed? I love Ed.
Hey, good morning.
It's a great name.
How you doing?
Wonderful. Good, what do you got for us? What do you think of Sarah?
Hey, look, I would like to ask Sarah a question.
Okay,
if this isn't wrong, then why do you feel the need to hide it?
That's true. That's a great question.
That was some fortune cookie stuff right there.
Listen for her response, Sarah. If it's not wrong, then why do you hide it?
Because of our society and the expectations that we'll be monogamous. It's not widely accepted to be polyamorous in this country. And, you know, I'm just sort of going with what society is expecting of me in the public's eyes. But behind closed doors, I'll do what I want.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your honest answer. Let's go to Jeremiah was Bullfrog.
Hey, what's up, Billy?
What's up, dude?
Hey, other countries, man, they think our women are whores, and it's women like Sarah that give our women that name.
I don't think so. I think a lot of other countries think American women are badass.
What?
Right? What do you mean what?
I don't think people in other countries are like American women are badass.
I think they are.
I don't think
so. Yeah, because the twerk videos.
No, like, man, I love them women from
Only
Iowa.
OnlyFans. What's up? Yes, Brandon.
Hey, man.
No, they think, how stupid are the people of Iowa?
Okay, all
in other
right.
countries, unfortunately.
I just wanted to remind you of something, man.
Yes.
Just that you're the idiot for letting them find out, man.
Okay, all right, you're the idiot. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Brandon, was that to Sarah or was that to us?
Yeah, probably both.
All right, thank you. I guess we'll never know. And the Salty Derek, this is your girl. Your girl's on the phone, Salty Mermaid. What do you got to say?
Good morning, boys.
What do you got?
So Sarah, you're not being polyamorous. There is a book you need to read called The Ethical Slut.
Oh, gosh.
The
ethical slut?
Above board for, yeah, if she's not doing everything above board and she's hiding it, then she's still just cheating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have this at Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, definitely, probably.
Mm-hmm. The ethical slut. Okay.
I'll have to.
What about, can you get it on a Kindle?
Oh, probably.
What about
who the hell has a Kindle?
I'm sure you have a Kindle.
You got a Kindle?
I don't anymore.
It has to be dead.
You can
right?
find,
those have
you can
to
find
be
everything
dead.
On the internet.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, you mean my phone?
All right. Well, thanks. Just, you know, it's fun.
It's like another. It's like a little iPad looking thing.
Thank you, Sarah.
Except for it's in black and white.
Yeah, it's just for reading.